I'll play a clip.
Blog Talk Radio.
Never mind, I got it.
Big show, a real big shoe.
Amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful show for you tonight.
Tonight, it's the Red Reality Show, Manic Monday. Wow, what a super guest. We have coming on the show, and tonight I feel like we have one of the biggest guests ever to come on our show. And I am so excited, but before we get going, let's do what we always do every Monday night. It's a little Manic Monday.
Yes.
Tonight is supposed to be an epic night. It's going to be crazy, and it's going to be fun. Michelle, are you ready?
Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready. I'm actually scared out of my wits.
Happy Manic Monday, everyone. Today is September 17th, 2012, and I'd like to say thank you all for being here with us today for our Manic Monday show that is hosted by Michelle Costa of Big Brother 10. She's got a really big show lined up for us tonight, so I hope you're ready. With your wine, you're all comfy, and you're ready to enjoy it with us. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota, our clip master. How's things over there in Minnesota, Paul? Are you doing okay? Paul, are you on mute again?
Going to be a really big shoe.
I think your mic might have been on mute there for a minute. I'm excited about tonight. I'm looking forward to it. It is going to be a great show. This is going to be a really interesting one. We do have our host of the show, the wonderful, sweetest Big Brother house guest of all who ever rocked a unitard in the Big Brother house, Miss Michelle Costa. Thank you so much for being here with us, Michelle. How are you doing up there in Rhode Island? How are you, babe?
Well, Rhode Island's still the smallest state, and you still got the biggest attitude. So it's awesome, and I'm really excited for the show tonight. Happy Manic Monday. Hello, Cherry and Paul. I have a super-duper extra-big glass of wine tonight, so it's going to be a fun night. How are you doing, Cherry and Paul? I know, Paul, I don't know if you're on mute, but how's it going, Cherry? I'm really excited about tonight, aren't you?
I am. I'm so excited. This is a show that's going to go down for one of those epic files, I'm sure.
I think everything's epic, doesn't it? All go down in epic files.
Your Manic Monday shows seem to always be filed in those epic files.
We have the greatest hosts and co-hosts and clip masters. We have the greatest guests. We have the greatest fans and chatters. So come on now. That's epicness in itself.
That's right. It just always is the most epic shows.
It is. So we're going to be having some interesting callers tonight, Cherry. I don't know about you, but I'm like a huge Mob Wives fan.
And as much as we've talked about Mob Wives on this show, oh my gosh.
I know.
I'm starstruck just over the phone.
I know. I'm actually can't wait for the next season to start. I'm interested to see what's going on, how the taping is going, how their lives have been going on from the point that they last stopped filming that we've seen. Because, you know, probably not going to be able to get too much on what's been happening since they started filming. Because I believe they started filming already, didn't they?
I believe so. Panther went to one of their tapings.
Yes, she did.
Now, Panther probably could answer that question better than the rest of us.
Right. Let's bring her up on air. We've got her on the switchboard. Miss Panther, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
He has, like, that purr, like no other purr I've ever heard. She actually does it better than I think the animal does. I don't know. Because it could be a cat, it could be like a cheetah, you know, but you have the best purr ever, Panther. I just want to tell you.
Thank you.
How are you doing this lovely Manic Monday?
I am doing absolutely fabulous. Thank you for asking.
You know, you've been actually back probably a few days since, you know, everything has been happening and going on when you went to Staten Island and you met up with the Drunken Monkey. I want to know, how was the Drunken Monkey and the Panther? How did that combination work out?
It made for a very drunken Panther.
I don't know. I think that you should open up a bar named the Drunken Panther up in...
It's an exception to the rule, and being at the Drunken Monkey is definitely an exception to the rule.
Well, I think New Hampshire needs a Drunken Monkey.
I think
Drunken Panther.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So, Panther, can you fill us in on who will be calling in tonight so that our wonderful listeners and chatters will know what they're in for?
Well, as far as I know, we have Big Ant herself calling in, and Carla from Mobwise, and Drop Dead Jen from the Big Ant Show.
I want to know where Drop Dead Jen came from. Oh, that's, I know, wait a minute, I just answered my own question. I remember that episode where she actually, I don't know how she ended up in the hospital. Did she get in an accident or something?
Well, I'm not sure how it all goes down, but the rumor that I hear is that she had an incident happen, and they had to bring her to the hospital, and she was pronounced dead, and they brought her back. But she can answer that a little more clearly than I can, so I just am going on rumor, and we'll let her answer that when she calls in.
That's great. And do you have an idea of when they'll be calling in?
I set it up for 7 o'clock, so it should be any time.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for them to call in, let's dab a little bit quick on Big Brother. And once they call in, we will go over to, of course, our special guest. But you guys, this is what we've been sitting in the house like crazy people for the summer, okay? If not, you've been flashbacking. Don't even play yourself. It's the last episode Wednesday of Big Brother. How crazy is it that it's gone by so fast, but yet at the same time, it's like taking over our lives, I think, a little bit, right?
It has. It has really taken over our lives.
It's been a crazy summer. And thanks to all the people that have been sending me tweets all day, letting me know that I was the topic of conversation today on the live feeds. Some of them we don't want to talk about because, you know, not good stuff. But
we have one of your callers on the switchboard right now.
Perfect. So let's talk about that later, and let's bring them up because I'm excited to talk.
Okay. Let's do this. Big Ange, I am so happy to welcome you to the Rad Reality Show, Manic Mondays. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Oh,
I'm
my gosh, Big Ange. We sound alike. It's crazy.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing, Vikas? My name is Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle.
You know, I'm over here in Rhode Island. I'm not too far from you.
Oh, well, right now I'm here in bed because I had surgery on my feet.
You had surgery on your feet?
Well,
oh, no. What happened? Are you okay?
I had three toes, three bones removed and three toes.
Oh, my gosh. Now, are you okay? That just happened today?
Yes, today, just now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of, I'm sure it was a crazy day for you to come on Manic Mondays. We absolutely love you to pieces on Manic Mondays. You just rock, girl. Just want to say that first off the bat.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Big Ange, like, things have been going so crazy for you. You know, we saw you on Mob Wives, and let's all say that you were just outstanding on the Mob Wives. Do you want to talk a little bit about your experience on the Mob Wives and how you got your own show?
If I tell you, I do not know what happened. I got signed up for 6 months. I got signed up for 6 episodes. And from there, I stood to 17. And from there, I got a spinoff. And from there, I got a book. And my life has been upside down.
It's been amazing, though, right? No, you said a book. What type of book? We want to know about this book. We want to buy the book. We want to read the book. Is it like craziness or what?
No, it's all about me, my family, and my friends. It's a really nice book.
It's called Bigger
Life.
Is Better, right?
It's called Bigger Is Better. It hit the stores on September 11th. Everything is completely insane, but a good insane.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Big Ange, I'm really happy with everything that's been going on now. You got a spinoff from Mob Wives, and do you find that some of the people on Mob Wives may be a little bit, you know, angry about it? Have you got any, you know, kind of attitude towards it?
According to all my co-workers, they seem to be very happy. They support me every time I have something.
Well, your co-workers,
my book party, you know, they come to all my things that I have to celebrate all my good things. So I think they're okay with it.
Well, I was actually talking about some of the Mob Wives. I mean,
yeah,
I know you're friends with a lot of them.
I'm talking about the Mob Wives.
Oh, okay, great. Well, that's good because I know some of them. They all came to the signing?
They came to my book signings. They come to my parties. They're very happy for me.
So you've been doing a lot of book signings. Do you have more book signings coming up? Because it did just come out. Do you have a schedule that people can look up?
I already had 3 book signings. The 25th I do out here in Staten Island. I'm going to do Barnes & Noble, Angelina's Restaurant, The Drunk the Monkey Bar, Big Angie's Secret.
Well, I'm glad you brought up The Drunken Monkey because, you know what, there's a lot of times I've been probably close to a drunken monkey. And, you know, I'd love to attend. Now, do you have special events there all the time? Is it hard to get in? Do you have to be on VIP list?
No, it's just a little neighborhood bar, but it gets very crowded.
Does it? You should have a Big Brother night at Brent Drunken Monkey. Do you watch any other reality shows? Have you ever watched Big Brother?
I haven't watched it, but maybe I'll watch it since I'm laid up for a few days.
Oh,
I'm not home enough to watch TV.
Well, I think you should actually try to get on Big Brother. I think you would whoop some ass and come out there with $500,000. What do you think about that?
I like that.
Well, Big Ange, how's everything going in the family front? Like, you know, how's everything with your boyfriend? And how's that going? Because we saw the ring, girl.
That's my husband. He's not my boyfriend. We're married.
Hubby Wubby?
Yes. My family is doing wonderful. My son is doing great. Everybody is very good on this end.
Very good. And, you know, I got to say, you know, I saw you cooking some Italian dinners, and I'll tell you what.
I'm cooking
you
right
now. You can cook it up, girl.
I'm cooking right now.
What are you making us?
I'm making a Spanish pork, a pinillo.
So do you ever think maybe of coming out with a cookbook? Because I bet you have some fantastic recipes that
yeah,
you should share with all of us.
I'm thinking about it.
Apparently, isn't there some of your recipes in your book?
Yes, there is. There's a couple of things in there, not many.
Now, what would be your favorite all-time meal that you cook?
My favorite meal is, my family's favorite meal is Sunday sauce, but I like fish.
Oh, what type of fish?
I like filet, lobster, shrimp, everything. You name it, I like it.
Oh, that sounds yummy. It's my favorite, too. I love anything that has to do with seafood. It is my...
I love scongelli, sal, linguine, white clam sauce, lobster, Irish yard. I love calamari with jalapeno. I love everything.
It sounds good now.
And I make it pretty well.
You make it what, a Creole?
I make it very well.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about a little spiciness in there.
Oh, I always put spice. My food's very spicy.
Nice. Very good. Now, Big Ange, have you guys started filming the second season yet?
Yes, we have.
You have? And is there anything you can tell us? I mean, we know you can't really tell us too much, but...
No,
is there anything crazy
just,
going on?
Not yet. We just started like a week or two. So there ain't nothing going on yet.
We're
just getting to know each other again because this summer, you know.
We have another one of the callers on our switchboard right now.
Oh, okay.
Should I bring her on up?
Let's have her join the party.
Let's do. Carla, thank you so much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show for Manic Mondays. How are you?
Very good. What's going
hey,
on?
Carla.
Good
to hear your voice.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Angela. How you feeling?
I just got my surgery today.
I know. I got
to know,
see you.
Big Ange, is little Louie in bed with you, keeping you company?
Well, I have little Louie, Chanel, and Kilo all in my bedroom with me.
Oh, Kilo's there with you, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Carla, what's up? This is Michelle from Big Brother. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm just so glad that you were made on the show. Loved you on Mob Wives.
Oh, thank you.
Think you're awesome, and you know, I'm from Rhode Island, so I totally get it. You know, we have that kind of Northeast attitude, and you know what? You definitely didn't let anybody give you any shit. I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, I don't like anyone stepping on my toes when they shouldn't be.
That's right. That's right. So, Carla, what we just talked to Ange, and we asked her a bunch of questions. What's going on with her? And,
right. You
know, I feel bad that she's had that surgery today, but
yeah. Hopefully
everything is, you know, works out for her. But what's been going on with you? I mean, has Mob Wife started taping? What has been going on, girl?
Could she hang up?
No, Big Ange, you stay on, girl. You're going to stay on with your girl, Carla.
Just listen to me. You don't have to talk.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait a minute before I say anything. And Jennifer's here. She's supposed to call in, too.
Tell her to pick up another line in your house.
Little Jen.
We definitely want to hear from Jen, too. But so how's everything been going? How's the life been treating you, girl?
Very good. You know, we're into third season, not second, because I heard you say to Ann second. This is our third season of Mob Wives, not second. It's good.
No, I was talking about Big Ange's second season.
Ah, well, she was talking about my show. She got confused because that's why she was saying, well, the girls getting to know each other again because no one's seen each other, you know, for a little bit of a while. You know, maybe the
first
That's what she was talking about. So we're into third season of our show.
Oh,
and we just started filming.
Ooh, you know, so you guys haven't seen each other in a while, huh?
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, Angela, I always I see Drita a lot. The other three girls, I don't see them as much. So, you know, I'm pretty much friendlier more with Drita and Angela. You know.
Well, those were your girls. You know, they always stuck by you. So, that's definite. But like, how has it been? You know, reconnecting with everybody? Has it been awkward, you know?
Actually, we're in the process of that. I mean, our filming, we're only filming like maybe 2 weeks now. Like, we're very, you know, very early into the show, so nobody really even got anything going on yet. So that's why it's like, can't even give you too much information on it because there's nothing, you know, nothing to talk about, which I'm not allowed to talk about it anyway. But I would have let you in on a little something, but there's not even yet because it's just starting, so...
Just starting, so it's fresh.
The fun is just starting, I should say.
Yes, it is. So, now, is there been any bad blood? Like, did you expect any kind of confrontations right away? You know, because you kind of been pretty decent with everybody.
Yeah, with these girls, I'm sure they have a problem. You know, something's on their mind.
There's always something on the agenda.
Any confrontation?
What happened?
I'm thinking positive.
There you go. Big answers, no confrontations, think positive. I'm just curious if you guys, I know Renee's sister is producing, I believe, Mob Wives.
Yes, creator, producer of Mob Wives.
And the one in Chicago. Have any of you girls watched that that series?
I really haven't watched. I mean, I might have caught it once a little bit, but I really haven't watched the show because I really haven't had time to watch it. But I don't really. I mean, I never met the ladies on the show. I think Ange met one of them.
Who?
The girls from the Chicago Mob Wives.
Oh, they ate over my house yesterday.
Oh, you see that? I told you.
Big Ange knows everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Big Ange.
I met Christina. I met Renee and now Leah.
And Leah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm sure they're very nice, Angela. I have not met them yet.
I don't know if they're having a second season. They don't know either.
Oh, so that's up in the air, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure, Carla, you've been like super busy after the show. What's been in the cards for you? What's new in your life?
Oh, yeah, I've been super busy because I've been, you know, I heard you saying about Ange having a cookbook, but I'm actually doing my own cookbook. But my cooking and Ange's cooking is different because I cook more like the healthy way and do all the very healthy cooking. Angela is more of like the heavy cooker, which is delicious, and I love eating that food. But I learned to eat more healthy, and that's what kind of book I'm going to come out with.
I asked Ange what her favorite meal was. What is your favorite meal that you cook?
My favorite meal. My son says tacos. He's so funny. I'm like, no, that's not my favorite. Your favorite meal, not mine. I like to cook fish. I do. I like to cook big into vegetables. I like all fresh vegetables. You know, so any fresh vegetable I will make with any kind of grilled something, fish, chicken. You know.
That's why Carla looks like that, and I look like this.
No, you look good, girl. I don't know. If I ate like you, man, oh, my God.
First off, the both of you are beautiful and gorgeous. And, you know, whatever food you eat, you know, that's only great for the soul and great for your heart. That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Carla watches.
But I'm a big, you know what? Me and Angela probably grew up the same. We're big fish eaters. My father always cooked fish in my house. You know, we always had fish. If it was clams, lobster, shrimp, whatever. It was always cooked in my house. And my kids at this age, my kids are not normal. If they go out to a restaurant, it's not like you want a piece of pizza. My son's like, no, I'll have mussels in the red sauce. My daughter's like, I'll have linguine with clam sauce. Like, this is what my kids eat because they're so used to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same way. Growing up Portuguese, I mean, come on, we're fishermen.
Oh, I
That's
love
what
boys.
We eat. Oh, we eat tons of shellfish and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, Carla, I can hear the kids in the background. How are the kids doing?
Yeah, they're good. They're just rowdy, of course, you know, always.
They're kids.
But they're back. They're back in school, right?
Yep. Thank God they started school back. So now all the activities come. You know, who's dancing? Who's playing football? So I'm running around with a chicken without a head. I'm here, there, everywhere with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Andrew, Carla, how long have you guys known each other? Have you guys known each other for a long time?
About 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't
call it. Me and Angela are the only two girls on that show that originally were born and raised in Brooklyn.
Yes.
So we're, to me, I don't consider myself a Staten Island girl. Neither does Angela. You don't either.
No.
We're like, we're from Brooklyn. So we've known each other from Brooklyn from back in the day.
Yes.
You know?
So you guys know each other very, very well. I mean, after 20 years, you know the ins and outs and when the person's happy or mad and what to say and what to not say and know when they're mad or when they're happy, right?
Yeah, we kind of think alike, me and her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carla,
you know that,
I know Big Ange is hurting a little bit right now.
Yeah.
You've probably heard the story about the bat that flew into her boobs and went splat in the vacation that she was on in the Catskills.
I don't know if she heard about it.
I don't know if I heard about that one.
I was on vacation with my family just about 5 years ago, and I was waiting outside a restaurant because that time she was in Villa Roma.
Okay.
I was waiting at a restaurant, Calicoon, and a bat flew into my chest and then went on the floor and was dead.
What?
Maybe he thought it was a cave. He must have thought it was a cave.
A cave.
That's a good one. He wanted to go into it.
There. You want to talk to Jennifer?
Sure.
What? That's
She's
the
right
funniest
here.
Story I've heard today. Are you serious?
Hello?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Hey, Jen, what's up? It's Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, Jen.
I'm fantastic. It's
Carla.
Carla?
It's Carla.
Carla. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
What's doing?
Nada. What are you ladies up to?
Jen, are you taking care of Big Ange over there?
Well, she just came home from the surgery. Her husband walked out the door, and here I am. Thank you. See how she is. And her feet look so cute, I want to kiss them.
What did she have done? I don't
little
even
bandages.
Know.
She has little pussies on. No heels. I'm going to draw a pair of heels on them. Maybe a nice Chanel. I put a nice Chanel emblem on top. I'll graffiti her feet.
I want to know what happened with her toes now, because I didn't get the story on that yet.
What do you mean what happened with her toes?
What happened with her feet? Why did she go get surgery?
All right, why did she get surgery? She had three toes. The bones were removed.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what?
And three toes
what
in grown tone. The bone removed, because you know what happens? From wearing heels for
I have that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, the bones, they bend. And then when you wear your heel, you know, like you want to cut your damn pinky toe off?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
She's been going with this. This is going back for years. When she would come home, we would come home at night, I'd pull her shoes off. Her toes would be throbbing, her pinky toes, for hours on end.
Yeah. It's from wearing high heels.
From wearing high heels.
I know.
Yeah,
I have it on
still,
with my toes, too, because of the high heels. I know exactly. I want to get that done.
The
well,
pain that us women go through from looking beautiful, I'll tell
you. She had to do this because she bought, like, 20 pairs of Gucci, Chanel's, and Fendi's this summer, and she didn't get to wear them because of her toes, so she has to get in her new shoes.
So how
and
long is she going to not be able to wear, like, you know, is this the surgery that she's going to be recouping quickly?
And how long are you going to be wearing this look for? 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Feet. You know
and
what?
To be able to
if
rack
you,
all
if
those
Angela
heels.
If Angela goes out with these mommy feet, you'll see 100,000 people wearing this as a new fashion.
Take a picture
even
and tweet
cute
it.
With these on. I'm going to take a picture of them because she even looks cute with these on her feet.
Oh, my gosh.
She looks
you know,
cute with anything.
She was, and she did. She looks good in a paper bag, like Marilyn Monroe.
That's right.
Now, Jen, how long have you known Big Ange for? You've known her forever, right?
Yeah, I know her forever. A very, very long time. And we've been friends since.
Now, you have a nickname. People call you Drop Dead Jen. What is the deal with that? Can you tell listeners that? I mean,
Drop
I know
Dead
the
Jen
story.
We're going back.
But,
all right. I went in the hospital, I had pancreatic cancer. They fixed me up. I was unconscious. It was a total of 6 months, I think 4 intubations and 3 last rites. And here I am today, Patron, Johnny Black, and my girls doing just fine. So that's why they call me. As a matter of fact, Neil put it cute because, you know, I didn't know Neil. Angela met Neil when I was in the hospital. He said every time he would take Angela to the hospital, she'd come out crying, she's going to die. The next day she would say she's going to live. He said, I heard this 3 or 4 times when I said, and when is this girl going to make up her mind? Is she going to die or is she going to live? So that's how we derived the Drop Dead Jen again.
Oh, my gosh. That's a crazy story. Like, are you 100% better from that? Because that's serious
stuff,
girl.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit of a gambler. So when you're a gambler, you have little things that you believe in. You know, you're what's that word I'm looking for, hon? You're jinxing, you know what I mean? You want to do things a certain way. You don't want to jinx yourself. So I kind of feel like if you pass 5 years, and I don't want no one to follow my lead, if you pass 5 years, they say that means like it's done. So next year is coming up, my 50-year anniversary, and that's when I'm going to go for a PET scan because I haven't been to a doctor since they let me out of the hospital.
Really? They never did a follow-up or anything just to make sure everything was good?
I never went back. Because I kind of feel like I beat pancreatic cancer, stage 3. You know, how many shots can I get at beating this shit? So I'm sure if I get it back, it's going to really try to beat me this time. So you know what? I'd rather wait for 5 years and feel confident that it ain't coming back. I like dealing with things without really knowing.
Well, God bless you, and I hope that everything comes back fine and you never hear that C word again.
I'm going
to
have one
that
night of a party. When I go for that test, that's when I'm going to have a real big party because for my 50th, I had a little intimate dinner with just my dearest friends. Of course, Angela was one of them. And Jen Grazi's niece, Celia, was another one. And if this test comes through, then I'm having a big, big, big-ass fucking party.
Well, Jen, I may not be there with you, but I'll be there with you in spirit.
Yeah, we should have a huge party. I don't know about...
Everybody's invited.
Would you like to take some calls from callers? Michelle, you just let me know when you're ready to do that. We've got a couple calls waiting on the switchboard, so whenever you're ready.
Well, if it's okay with caller Jen and Miss Ange,
how many people are on the phone? 3?
Me and Jen... Oh, Angela's not on the phone right now.
Yeah, they're going back and forth,
me,
I think. They're passing Paula the phone off.
And who else? Michelle and...
Cherry and Paul.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone.
And we've actually got Panther on the phone, too. She's just sort of sitting back.
You guys remember Panther? She was hanging out with you guys going crazy in Staten Island.
Hey, I remember Panther. We're still sweet,
buddy. The monkey.
Oh, ladies.
So whenever you're ready to take callers, you just let me know, Michelle.
Yes, take some callers.
Yeah,
okay. We're going to do basically, I think, one question at a time from callers so that we don't get swamped here. So.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Miss Kansas, thank you for calling in.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hi.
Hi.
We're doing one question tonight, Kansas.
Not even a question. Just wanted to say I'm having a blast listening to you awesome, beautiful ladies. I love your show. You're so much fun.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Thank you for opening up your lives. And I wish Ange was on. I'd love to tell her how thrilled I was watching her get her beautiful ring from her husband. That was awesome.
Oh.
I love my Oh, it was beautiful.
I would definitely tell her that, Candace.
Please tell her and tell her how much we absolutely love all of you. You just are just balls of sunshine. You're so much fun to watch. And looking forward to season 3 of Mob Wives. Carla, best of luck to you with everything. Just,
thank you so much.
You're a beautiful lady. You really, really are.
Amen.
Lots of
Hallelujah.
And Jen, I hope nothing but wonderful health for you. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Candace.
Lots of love to you. Thank you for playing on a great show and opening up your lives to us. God bless.
Oh, thank you so much.
Where's Candace from?
So sweet.
I'm from Wichita, but baby, you know what? I have relatives in Brooklyn and Long Island, and I used to go out there as a kid, so I have a fondness for Brooklyn especially, so you're kind of like family in some
way. In Brooklyn.
I'd love to be at the Drunken Monkey having a great time with you.
So
I'm enjoying the rum and my wine at home, and just I'm having a party listening to you guys.
Yeah, you are.
Glad we could entertain you.
You're
lovely. I enjoy you so much. You're beautiful. You really are. All of. I wish I could talk to Ange and tell her the same.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What a joy to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the show and letting us talk.
I can do.
Thank you so much, Candace.
Is that
have a great night.
That's Big Ange. Did you hear Big Ange, Candace?
Oh, Ange! Oh, girlfriend, Ange, I'm crazy about you. When you say on your show, everybody loves me, you're not Whistling Dixie, baby.
Everybody loves Big Ange.
Yes, because you are so real. And you're beautiful. And I want to tell you, I cried when you got that beautiful ring. That was so awesome, man. It was so wonderful.
Thank you.
You deserved a ring every bit as beautiful as you. So God bless you and your beautiful son. I wish you nothing but the best. I love watching you and your friends and Louie. And I can't tell you how much I adore you. But I'm over here getting whacked.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you are, Candace. I love it.
Thank you.
It's a
thank
party
you so much, Candace. You have a great
thank
night,
you.
Babe.
Thank you, Candace.
Sweetheart. Great
bye.
Night, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
thank
Candace.
You, hon.
I think
and
we're all
we
getting
have,
wrapped out of our mind, right? What the heck?
We have a caller that I can't wait for her to talk to you all. Michelle from the Bronx, thank you so much for calling in to the Manic Monday show tonight.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Angela. How are you? Hello, Cherry, Paul, Anthea, Michelle, Carla, Jen.
You got
I think
it
I
all,
carried everybody
Bob.
There. Well, you guys, let me tell you something. First of all, hearing you guys on the phone makes me feel like I'm at home in an old school party line.
Okay.
Because I know
well,
you guys can relate
Bronx,
to that.
You know? Bronx is
that,
like
well,
Brooklyn.
That's just it. That's just
mm-hmm.
it. And now, Carla, when you said that you and Andrew were from
Brooklyn,
I smiled a little bit better because, you know,
Brooklyn.
Being from the Bronx, it's kind of hard to say that you like Staten Island.
Exactly. And me and Andrew, I don't think, really love Staten Island. It's just like where we, you know, moved out to.
Oh.
But we're Brooklyn in our heart. You know, we're Brooklyn for us.
Carla's a little Bronx lately.
You know, not for nothing, I did live over on Toad Hill for a little while of my life, so I know what you're talking about. You know?
No, yeah, so,
you
know.
And
Bronx to me is like Brooklyn, and that's why I like the Bronx.
There's people don't understand unless you live in those suburbs and go from the boroughs to the
mm-hmm.
suburbs, what the boroughs were really like. Because when you go into the suburbs, it's like, really, you think you're that much better?
Right.
You know, it's just a whole different loyalty and everything like that.
Exactly.
I will say that when your guys' shows first came on, when it went from Mob Wives and then Big Ange made her, you know, debut on Mob Wives,
uh-huh.
I made everybody watch you guys.
Oh,
I did nothing but talk about it. And I'm sure that somebody might want to chime in because I've turned on so many people, not just here but on other places, to you guys. All I did was talk about you guys. In fact, I made people sick. But it was a good sick. Hey, Angela,
yes,
I have to call
yes.
you Angela because my sister's Angela. I have an Aunt Angela. Angela's running my family.
Hello. looking at my foot bandage, and they put smiley faces on my toes.
I'm surprised they don't have bling bling hanging from them.
That's so funny.
3 hours.
They put the smiley faces with the markers, or did they actually paint it on with polish?
No, with markers. It's on the bandage.
It's on the bandage itself. I thought she already was taking off her bandages. I know she's, you know, wants to heal.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question, because I don't want to hold everybody up, and I can talk a lot.
Okay.
All right, first of all, you guys, like, I'm from Villa Avenue, from the Bronx area, so if you know that area, then you know pretty much how I go.
What area are you from?
Villa Avenue, like Grand Concourse, Marshall Parkway.
All right, I know, like, Arthur Avenue and Gloucester.
Yeah, I'm a little bit northeast of there before you get to, like, Jerome Avenue.
Okay.
All right. All right, so I want to know, what is the most unexpected thing either of you have had happen to you since being on either of your shows?
Good question.
Thanks.
The sickest thing that happened to me is my bar is blown up with all people from all over the world. It's sick.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Nothing bad, only good things. I never had anything bad. How about you, Carla?
No, nothing bad. It's just crazy because, like, things that go on now that never happened before. Like, I'll give you just a for instance. I was outside of my house the other day. My dog was running down the block a little, so I was calling him. And actually, I go out in, like, you know, pajamas. I don't care. I'm walking up the block, and everyone's going, and people are passing my house screaming, Carla! And I'm like, oh, hi, and I'm waving. I'm like, no one used to scream my name like that. They don't even know the hell I was. But now it's everyone knows, you know, where my block is, and they're screaming my name, and I see people come down my block taking pictures of, like, trying to see if I'm coming out of my house. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, they stalk my house, too, people.
Right. It's like they want to see you, and, you know, it's just, like, funny.
People feel like they know you, don't they?
They feel like, you know, I can run into people in supermarkets, and they're like, hi, Carl. And they're like, oh, my God, I just feel like I know you. Like, I'm like, hey, what's up, you know? Like, they just feel like, I guess, from watching the show and knowing all about our lives, that they know us. So they feel comfortable. And, you know, I always get people approaching me, and I don't mind it, you know, no biggie. But it's just like
it
they feel like
the
they know you.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't had any crazy stalkers yet.
I don't even know you're crazy.
Probably on the fence with the yet.
I did get a crazy thing yet.
No, she definitely has some stalkers. You don't even know they're stalking you because you're just so friendly. Like, hi,
well,
but you don't realize that person.
The guy sent me a 20-page letter if I could lend him money for a car.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my God.
That could be stalkerish.
I get mail to my house with people's pictures in it and stuff. And
oh, my Lord. You guys need
to get
anything
inappropriate? Have they ever sent you anything inappropriate, like naked pictures?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Good. Oh, thank the Lord.
I think people know kind of where to draw the line because they kind of don't know where the line is. So they say, all right, I can't go that far. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, but they asked you to lend you money for a car.
That's a little crazy.
That's crazy.
that's a little funny.
But not only did he send it to me, send it to the bar, my sister's house, my sister's salon, and my brother-in-law's car wash.
Oh, my God.
All those places? Are you serious?
Was it somebody from Nigeria? I just want to know.
No.
Saudi Arabia.
And I'm not talking, like, political because of what's going on. It is the whole email scam thing that I was referring to. Where's that disclaimer? Because I always put my foot in my mouth.
Here we go.
He wants $6,000.
The views expressed by Jen Kulkala and the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Yeah, we got to throw the disclaimer up because you never know what comes out of our mouths.
Big time. I'm forever dropping the fuck bombs. So,
it's okay.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. Big Ange, I know your pain with the bat in Calicoon because right now I actually have property and I'm living not that far away from it. So, yeah, they're fun. They like to sit in your hair sometimes, too.
I don't like bats. I appreciate
it.
Especially want that fly.
Well, the dead ones really aren't entertaining.
That's true.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call, you guys. It's been awesome talking to
you. Michelle,
thank
you so much for calling in, babe.
Thanks. I look forward to everybody else with new shows and stuff. All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
I'll tell you what, Michelle from the Bronx has always been so vocal about you guys. She just always is talking great, and glad that she called in.
I am too. Big Angie, you've mentioned your book and your bar. So I just want to mention a quote that I read today online that is, I believe, some of the starting words of your book.
Hey, I'm sorry, Cherry. Big Angie's phone just disconnected.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's bring LaJuan up. And hi, LaJuan.
Hi, my love. How are you?
I'm
hey,
good.
LaJuan, what's up?
You and I. Hi.
Hopefully Big Ange will call back in. But I'm just going to read real quickly what the very beginning first words of her book were. And hopefully maybe she'll call back in. The first words of her book start with, 9 years ago, I was under house arrest for a drug conviction. 2 years ago, I was $100,000 in debt. And now I'm about to move into a mansion. I'm on TV, and people from Saudi Arabia come to my bar to meet me.
That's so funny.
So when Michelle asked if somebody sent her that letter from another country, I was like, oh, my gosh, that plays right into the opening line of her book.
Yeah,
I mean, I was at her bar a few times, and these people were coming on buses to come there to see her, you know, and it's really amazing. Like, they just love her, and it's great.
Hey,
yeah,
Carla,
awesome.
Carla, I don't know if you caught this earlier or not, but two people on the reality show Big Brother are on the air. Our host for tonight is Michelle, and the male voice you just heard is LaJuan. They were both on the reality show Big Brother. So,
right. I think I caught it once or twice, Big Brother.
Oh, Carly, you got to watch Big Brother. Girl's addicting.
Yeah, and what network are you with?
CBS.
CBS.
Okay.
CBS, Showtime, and the live feeds where you can catch anything you want.
There's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week inside the Big Brother house.
That's right. Now, LaJuan, Miss Carla is on. Do you have anything to say to her? Because I know you and me have just talked about the Mob Wives like ridiculous. So, and we were both ridiculous Carla fans.
Let me just tell you, Carla, I love you. You might not know me, but I love you, honey.
Thank you.
You bring it. You just bring it, boo. I just have to tell you. And it's because of Michelle, actually, that I started watching my wife. I'm like, ooh. I think I like Carla. I like her.
Well, I'm known as, like, the more reserved, little, you know, quieter one on the show until somebody, like, just gets on my nerves a little too much. Then my voice gets louder. But I don't like to play the big mad person because I'm not that type of person, you know.
Until somebody
brings it to you.
Out of line, yeah. I mean, you're very collective. You're very classy. And until somebody brings it to you, and then you're just like, are you serious? Are you kidding me right now? That's how it is, you know. And that's why I really respected, you know, the way you were on the show. I thought that the show gave you such a great look. I mean, I think that's how you are. Editing, besides that, I think that's how you are all the time.
Right. I don't play up to a part. That is me. You know, that's my personality. That's really how I am. And I probably wouldn't be able to even change it because I'm just like, I'm not fake. I'm not a phony. I act the way I am. If I'm telling you something, like, you know, people are like, oh, you know, speak up and tell these people off. I'm like, yeah, I do when I feel like I have to. I don't have to sit and scream and yell at everybody 24/7. But
exactly.
When you get to me where that point is, then you better, like, fucking watch because I'm going to I'm going to attack, you know?
You can say what you want to on our show, Carla.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can fucking swear. You can throw F-bombs. We don't mind.
Mm-hmm. I love the one quote that I found online from you, Carla. I speak my mind because it hurts to bite my tongue.
Right.
That's right. I love that.
Because I can't, like, if... I don't know. I'm not big on... And I know a lot of people could be like this. But if I have a problem with someone, I can't sit in front of you and smile and laugh like nothing's wrong. I have to tell
right.
you because I'm not comfortable, and I got to get it out there, and then I'll feel so much better. Because I actually feel like I'd be phony in you, and I'm
exactly.
not a phony. So if like I have a problem with you and we're gonna get in a room together, I'm gonna be like, hold up, I ain't gonna play Miss Smiley Face to you right now because I'm aggravated about something. I got to get it off my chest. I got to get it out, you know. And that's how I am. That's why I say that.
Well, I wanted to ask
you,
Carla,
yeah.
when you first started the first episode of Mob Live, you know, when I was on Big Brother, you know, I had my friends that, you know, I've had for years, and then a lot of them, you know, kind of changed their little tune. You know, they were kind of weird. Some of them were still had my back. Some of them, you know, kind of floated off the wayside. Have you experienced any of that with any of your friends that you've had for a little bit or a little while?
That you mean that off the show, just
yeah.
friends of mine?
Yeah.
I don't have a big variety of friends in my life. I have a lot of acquaintances, like, and people I could hang with. But I have a certain group of, like, I would say five girls that are my friends from back in the day, from Brooklyn, who have been my friends since I'm young till today. And those are considered my true friends. Yes, we all have acquaintances because now I moved out to this island. And remember, half my friends are scattered. And, you know, you make friends with people. But they're not my true friends. Like, you know, I can hang out with people, but I don't consider them. Would I trust them? Would I think they wouldn't do something? Absolutely. No, I wouldn't trust them. But, you know, they're friends. So my good friends never gave me a problem. You know, they're like, you know, you're going to really go on that show, you're crazy, you know, like stuff like that, and we would laugh.
Yeah.
But not like in a negative way, no. But other people that I were friendly with and I hung out with, I've seen their attitudes change when I went on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
like people like that. Like, I just feel like people, they don't, and I've asked a lot of people, oh, come on the show with me, I don't care, come on, you know, let's, you know, just to have a scene or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, I would never go on that show, ba 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 ba. And then another sense, if they have something to promote, they want to come in on it all of a sudden. Or they see the show's going to third season, and now it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Right. True colors shining through, isn't it true? True colors shining true. Like, you just you don't realize it when certain things happen in your life, if they're with you or they're against you. They act one way to your face, and then they're a different way. And it's like, you know what? Sometimes you need things like this to just say, beat it.
Yeah,
I don't need you in my life
anyway.
I don't need more haters because there's people that hate that you don't even
know.
Well, you know
what? You know? When somebody could come to my door and hand me money and pay my bills, then I could say, okay, you could talk. But when you can't do that and I'm doing certain things to, you know, support my family and my kids, because that's who it was, just me and my kids at the time, then keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? When you come to my door and ring doorbell and say, here's an envelope for whatever, I don't know, if you're like a person who's paying my bills, then maybe I think about it. But when you're not, then step fucking back because, you know.
There you go. That's
right.
We've got somebody in our chat room that wants to know if you're still with Joe.
We're very good friends, but we're not together as a couple.
Okay. Are you dating?
I'm kind of dating a little, you know, here and there.
Oh, you're beautiful, Lydia.
I
would hate to think that you're not.
Yes.
It's hard because we work a lot and, you know, I have 100 other things going on. So if I could catch a weekend here and there, you know, I could go to dinner with somebody. But it's not like you could get into a serious, fast relationship because I don't have time. I don't even have time for my own kids sometimes, and I feel terrible because I'm, you know, they could have us filming all day, and we film mostly every day except for Mondays and the weekends, and, you know, so it's hard.
And now it's hard to know whether someone's dating you because you're on the show or
they
like you.
I felt that way. Yeah, because, you know, you meet people and, you know, they'd be like, oh, my God, you're from the show. And then I'm like, okay, does this person like me because I'm on TV, or does this person like me because they just like me? So now it's like you got to, you know, it's like I don't know.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Really,
I mean, you don't know what people are coming around for. Yeah, what their agenda is. And so even people that don't have an agenda, you start questioning it. You're like, all right, well, they're too nice, or they're too this, or they're too that. You start questioning things. You actually kind of question yourself out of certain things, no?
Right. Well, one person that that I've been dating here. And I truly date him because I know he doesn't just like me for the show. He just likes me as me. And I could get that vibe, and I know it's true, so that's why. Otherwise, a lot of people I don't know, and I just, you know, stay away from them.
Yeah. Well, usually, hopefully, you try to figure that out beforehand, you know, but
Right. Sometimes,
you know, it doesn't come out in the rinse, it comes out in the wash, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to go through some bullshit, but, I mean, I think it comes with the territory, and, you know, people always think that the grass is always green on the other side, but they don't realize that you deal with a lot of bullshit, with a lot of people that pretend, and they're this, and they're that, and they want to blow smoke up your ass, you know? And then in the long run, they can't handle the shit. They can't handle it.
It's true.
You know, Carl, I know you've been on for a little bit, and you have your kids and everything, and I don't want to keep you on too long, but is there anything you want to let us know that's going on? I know you're filming Mobwise, but anything you want to plug, anything that you want to let us know, because I don't want to keep you too long.
I mean, really what's going on with me right now is I'm doing the show. You'll see, like, you know, my life with my kids and Joe involved in us too, because he is the father, of course, and we do get along. And me showing stuff that, you know, I told you I want to come out with the cookbook, the healthy cookbook of healthy food that I like to eat and quick meals, you know what I'm saying? Not like you have to, you know, spend 2 days cooking this meal. It's something quick and easy. And I'm also involved with a wine club that I'm with right now called Wines by Wives, and I'm doing that.
Love wine.
Me too. I love wine. I love to cook, and as I'm cooking, I love to drink my glass of wine. It just puts me in, like, a nice mood. So I am doing a wine club, which is great, and this wine club actually always gives back to a charity that you pick. So I like, you know, I liked everything about it. So I'm doing that, and also I have a perfume that I'm coming out with. So, like, I have a few things in the mix, and it will, you know, eventually will come out, and everybody will see it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hopefully one day I'll meet you, and my family makes wine. So hopefully I can bring you, a bottle one day and have you enjoy it, and we can get stupid and drunk and all that good stuff. But
yes, definitely.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule for coming on here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and, you know, if you ever want to come back on and plug your book and your perfume and anything else that you're doing, because I know there's just windows and doors opening for you everywhere in Colorado, and you so deserve it.
Thank you so much.
You really do. And Cherry, do you have anything else you want to say to Miss Beautiful Carla?
Absolutely. I would like to let her know that we would love to do a little clip of her and Big Ange and Jen. Anytime, if you guys could call back in at some time at your convenience to do just a minute or two clip, we could play that on Manic Mondays as we talk about Mob Wives and Big Ange. As we go forward, every Monday, we always do segments on both shows. We would love to have just a little clip that we could do on both shows, promote not only the shows, but the Drunken Monkey and Big Ange's salon and your cookbooks, anything that you're promoting, we can do a clip on and promote it while we're doing the segments. So just keep that in mind. You can call back in at any time at your convenience. We'll record just a 30-second, one-minute clip. We'll play those during our segments and promote you in any way that we can.
Oh, thank you.
You're always welcome to call back in and talk to us on Manic Mondays. We love you guys to death. And I just wish all the best for all of you ladies. Thank you so much for bringing us the best reality show in the world. We love it.
Thank you so much. Well,
hey,
season 3 coming soon.
I can't wait. I'm so anxious for season 3.
Yeah.
Panther.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Michelle.
Yes, this is Michelle.
Hi, it's Panther. Speaking of charities, is there anything that you would like to maybe possibly ask Carla?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I didn't know if you still want me at the Carla. It would be awesome if you could make it, along with Big Ange and Jen, to the Toys for Tots event in New Hampshire on the 30th, December 1st, and I believe December 2nd. Am I right, Panther?
The 29th through the 3rd.
The 29th through the
1st. What month is that?
It's going to be November.
November. You know what? She could... DM me, Pam, but you have the dates. I just have to check my book because I have a few events coming up, and I had I just have to look at the books. I don't know the dates right now.
Okay. Well, we'll get you the info, but we would love to have you there. It's a great cause, you know, bringing
what's
kids.
What's the charity that you guys
toys
are doing?
Toys for Tots, bringing kids toys
for Christmas time.
Oh, yeah,
great,
and you have kids, and can you imagine not having to give them Christmas gifts?
Yeah, no.
You know,
I could probably give them half the stuff that my kids probably don't open. I could take out of my house, though.
That would be wonderful. I mean, they would love any kind of toys, gifts, books, anything that you know, unfortunately, these kids don't have in Christmas time.
Right.
Just something for them to open, and it would be great if you guys could be a part of it. So. You are welcome
and
to come to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, okay.
In Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if you ladies couldn't make it for all 3 days, if you could just make it for one of those days, I'm sure they would be ever so grateful.
Right. Okay. I'm going to check my book. I'm going to get back to you guys on that.
Yeah, I don't think it's that far of a drive. It's probably like a 3 or 4 hour drive, but fly in, take a helicopter, whatever you got to do, girl.
Right.
But it would be great. It definitely would help out the cause, especially having an amazing
person. Yeah, well,
even
if I couldn't make it, I would like to try to collect some bunch of toys and just give them to you guys, too, you know.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Again, Carla, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, especially number one schedule of being a mom.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
You hear my kids running around the house right now going crazy.
Tearing it up.
It doesn't matter because as I was actually talking to you, I was serving them food, dinner. I do it all. It doesn't matter. I'm so used to it. It's like I could be on the phone doing homework, cooking dinner, and talking on the phone.
Multitasking, girl. That's what we're talking about.
A multitasker.
That's right. Well, I only wish the best for you, and I cannot wait to see what the next season brings. And I know you're gonna just hit it out of the park like you normally do. So. Hope the best for you, and good luck with everything, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carla.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Carla.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Awesome, amazing, epicness. Can you even believe that Big Ange just had surgery, the poor girl, and she came on? Unfortunately, we lost her, but, I mean, they're taking the time out of their busy schedule, and I hope you guys all... Thank Miss Panther for just bringing them on because, you know, they were absolutely awesome. Thank you so much, Panther. You just rock, and I'm just so glad you had such an amazing experience with them.
It was amazing. It really was, and it was something that I definitely needed.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why I was like, I'm not even going to talk to you about this till you have your fun because you need it. You deserve it. I didn't know anybody
definitely
in the world that deserved it more than you.
That's so true.
That is. Ain't that true? Well, we got our Mob Wives, our Big Ange fix. So what would be our next fix, guys?
Big Brother.
And I know Mr. LaJuan's still on. Mr. LaWonderful, baby, my boo-boo-doo-boo-boo-boo. What are you doing, boo-boo?
Oh, boo. I am actually in Dallas right now, so I took a break to call to hear you, your beautiful voices over the radio.
Well, I really hope that you're going to be seeing me in a week. No, in 4 days.
No,
is that true?
In 4 days, boo, baby. I'm a man of many characters. Of course I'm going to see you in 4 days.
Oh my God. Please, when are you getting there so that I can just, like, contain myself?
Are you going to be there Thursday or what? What's going on here?
I'm
going
to be there Thursday at 6 o'clock. I will be in Vegas.
I was going to surprise you, but I'll be there with you on Thursday.
Oh, shut up. You should have surprised me. I'll pretend like I don't know that.
I can't contain myself yet. I want to see my boo-boo early for everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. No, wait. What are you doing in Dallas?
Well, actually, I'm in Dallas actually helping one of our former Big Brother housemates, Cassie Cavan.
I love her.
I know you do, but she's having a charity tomorrow night to help one of her
charities that she's been really close to. They're having like a fashion show. You can go on forwhitney.org and see the organization, but she's giving away, well, we're trying to raise money for Whitney, who is an amputee, and to live in a facility where she can be able to be independent. So we're having a silent auction, and we're having a fashion show, and just doing it big in Dallas. So I flew down here to help her with that. And
well, that's awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, the event, what time it starts, where it's happening, just in case anybody's listening?
Okay, it starts at 6:30 in Dallas at South. Let me get it right, because I won't tell you
wrong.
That's
tomorrow, though, not today. Tomorrow, correct?
No, tomorrow at Southside on Lamar in Dallas, Texas. Like I said, you can go on for Whitney, WHITNEY.org. You can purchase tickets for tomorrow night, or you can even just stop by and come and see me and Cassie, and it's for a great cause.
And is there anybody else that's going to be there from Big Brother or any other reality shows?
Shelly's going to be there. Shelly's going to be there as well. Shelly Moore is going to be there. I actually just got the information this past weekend. And like I said, if I can be there for anyone, I can be there for you. So I just flew in this morning. So I'm here for the cause.
You are just awesome. And then are you going to be heading up to Vegas with Cassie, or are you going to be making a stop in LA first?
I'm just going to head up to Vegas because I have some business to take care of at my job for Vegas, because there's another thing going on, an iHeartRadio concert or something going on as well the same weekend as that.
Yep.
So my job is doing some things with that, so I'm just going to fly into Vegas early and just stay there until
the party. Is Cassie coming with you?
Actually, I'm not sure. I have to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I have to ask her, because I wanted her to come on here with me too, but she's actually getting ready for the event tomorrow, so she couldn't, but she told me to send her love to you, to everyone. She did.
Oh, tell her I miss her so much. I miss my roommate, my other roommate. It was me, you, and Cassie.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh. Yes, it was. That's when we first started our first love affair.
I know. And then they tried kicking you guys out, and I was like, had this this like gigantic hotel room that could sleep like 5,000 people all by myself. So I was like, hell no.
And that's where the love affair began, and we have not been separated since.
I know. And you know, I think it's so wonderful that, you know, the past house guest, because you are a past house guest now. You are a veteran, Luan. I know it's hard getting used to it. But still doing things and staying strong and united and making the best out of what you've done with the show. I mean, people have gone and done things for themselves, and I'm not knocking that. Amen to that. Go do that for yourself. But if you can take your name and take what you've done to help other people, what's better than that?
Well, somebody else, I feel like I owe it to everyone, because you gave me happiness for just being on the show. If I can still spread that smile and that happiness to anybody else, I would do it as long as you guys let me. So, of course, I have no problem doing it. Keep passing on the smiles and, you know, the happiness that I got from being on Big Brother. So, hey, it is what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, you spread happiness all around. You just sprinkle it, like little sprinkles on top of a ice cream, like Jimmy's. But you're just the Luani's instead. You are just awesome, I tell you. I cannot wait to see you. I'm so excited. Cherry, do you hear that laugh?
I do.
You know what that laugh entails, right?
He just brings sunshine to everywhere he goes, whether it's on Twitter, in Vegas, in L.A., in Dallas, no matter where he goes, he's just a ray of sunshine. He makes everyone smile, brightens everyone's day.
I try. I do. It's so, so funny you say that, because somebody asked me, is it always like that in your life? Tell the truth, LaJuan. I'm like, really, it is? I can't front. Like, I can't be nobody else but me. And I mean, of course I have my days. But, I mean, hey, I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I mean, life is too short. And, I mean, this world we live in right now is crazy. So if I could just bring one smile to somebody, I feel like I've done my job for the day. So that's how I feel. I mean, that's.
Well, LaJuan, we've talked about, you know, what you're doing there in Dallas, and I think it's awesome. Yeah. Now, let's talk a little Big Brother. You know, we have a little bit of time.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit, there's one flipping episode left, and it's the big whammy. What the hell are your thoughts on it?
I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel like they should have got Dan out a long time ago. And I just think Dan is just rolling right through it, just like he planned on doing it. And I'm gonna tell you when it really got to me was when the way he did Shane. Shane did not see that coming,
mm-hmm.
And it was just like Shane was like, "What? I cannot believe this! Like, what's going on? I thought we were all in a line." And like I think we talked about this before, Michelle. You don't know what happens until you sit in that chair. You don't know
mm-hmm.
what people's thoughts are even before you even go and be like, okay. What's going to be on the HOH? Who's going to win HOH? I mean, your thought process is just so fast. And I just think that, but one thing I will give Shane is that Shane mm-hmm. played with his morals. And he said that, you know, he shook Dan's hand, looked him in the eye. And, you know, we all do that too. We all, you know, if you give me your word, you really think that's your word, you know?
Yeah.
So,
now,
you know,
what do you think about Shane's exit? I mean, I have much respect for Shane. I think he was awesome. I think he played a great game. The awkward hug between him and Dan, he didn't even want to touch Dan, it looked like it. The weird hug with Danielle, and then his awkward statement to Julie's question of, are you and Danielle going to be together after this? He was like, I think he's going to have a rude awakening when he sees what's going on.
Right. He's going to have a rude awakening. And I think he's going to have some decompressing time, like we all do when we get off the show. He's going to have to take some time decompressing, you know. I think when he left the house, I think it got personal. And that's just my opinion. I just think he took it kind of personal. And we talked about this too. I just think, you know, it's a game going into the game. You know, you're trying to win this half a million, whatever. When you get outside of the house, it's not personal anymore. And I just think it's going to be personal for him now. I really do.
But there's still a game involved. There's still him picking the winner.
And you know what?
I have respect for people to the end of the game, and even if they're not part of the game, they're jury votes, and I think that's what their jury vote is going to be. That's what they want it to be, and I think Dan might have really sealed his fate with that last move by taking Shane out. I mean, I don't know. I think at this point, if anybody takes Dan, he might just be a $50,000 winner, but that's just coming from me. I don't know what the jury is going to do, but I mean, as we saw the first time, which I'm surprised that it took so long for the jury to come out on the show, was especially Frank. I mean, I liked Frank with, you know, the way he had to save himself and everything, but I think he's a little bit confused on what is a lie and what's not. Everybody lies in the house. You have to lie, right, Juan?
Everybody lies in the house. That is one thing we all know. Everybody lies. I don't like to lie, and I can't lie, but you have to lie in the house. And I do know that. Everybody should know that going in the game. So, yeah, you have to lie.
You have to. And Frank was like, no, Brittany, I didn't lie. And then it's like, just admit it. You did. I mean, you told her she was safe. I think it was a little bit weird when Frank was kind of getting into a fight, but that's your emotions. I mean,
that's your emotions.
Because
everybody's emotionally involved. Everybody is emotionally involved. when you're in that game. People don't realize, and that's why I keep trying to tell everybody, when you're in that house with 14 strangers, 13 strangers, all from different types of walk of life, and you're in this house all summer long, hot, some people not eating, your mood is going to change. Come on. That's just normal. You're going to change. Your whole thinking process is going to change, especially if you haven't eaten. Especially if you are a have-not, and you got to make moves, you got to try to make moves, and you don't have no food on your stomach, all you got is flop. Come on, I just we can relate to it. I just know how your emotions get so involved, and you forget what you say sometimes, and I don't know. I just think that there was a lot of emotions involved these past couple of weeks in the game, and like you're saying, these people are going to toast somebody's fate because. These are the ones that are going to choose who's going to win. And trust me, a lot of them might vote personally because of the way
they were cheating. And that's their decision because $500,000 is still in the game. Now, after Wednesday night, that's the thing that's going to really affect people. You know, it's how...
I always say this. That's when the real game begins. When they get out their house, that's when the real game is going to begin. Because they're going to be like, I mean, to be honest with you, I just watched my season. I couldn't watch when I first got out.
It took me four years to watch my season. Four.
I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to. And everybody's like, you should watch it. And I used to watch it. I was like, no. But I just finally watched it.
Because you know what happened. In a house.
Yeah.
You don't know what happens in that DR.
You don't know what happens in the DR, honey. And like I said, I still don't take it personal. I love everybody that was on my cast. I know it was a game. But, yeah, some of the stuff that they did, if I would have watched them when I first got to the house, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know if I would have probably been friends with some of them. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just don't, you know, that's just the way I see it. But I'm glad I waited that long to watch my season. Well,
yeah, I mean... I think it's going to be, there's a lot of emotions.
They're going to need, and you know what, like I always tell people, they may talk about us or talk about you before you get on that game, but guess what? They're going to need us when they get out of their house.
They talked a lot about me today. They talked a lot about me, period, but today was off the hook. I was like getting tweets and all this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not even in the house. And it's like, I can't defend myself. I can't agree. I can't slap him five. I can't slap him in the face.
Right.
There's nothing I can do. I'm not going for $500,000, but I still have to deal with this 4 years later.
4 years
later. Did
you
fuck Jesse? Do you kiss Jesse? Are you a man? All this fucking shit. And I'm like,
what
the hell are you guys talking about? You hate Dan. You love. I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? I said it many times, I'll say it again. And I've been very honest with people. I've said, I think Dan is an awesome person outside the game. Period, end of story. But inside the house, I'm not going to go and say, I'm going to go for Dan because I know Dan is playing the BB game, and that's what you should do. Whether it's grimy, whether it's good, whether he's the best player ever to play, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that he took me out of the game. Yes,
right.
Personally,
exactly.
Yes, I'm bringing myself back into that moment. Absolutely. Do I think he's playing a great game? Yes. Do I think he might have fucked up a little bit near the end? Yes. It doesn't mean that I think that I want to just rip his eyes out. But
exactly.
That's how it is. I speak to Chelsea all the time, his wife. I talk to her all the time. She knows exactly how I feel. And people are just always throwing comments and, that, and the other. And why did you vote for Dan if he did that to you? Okay, I voted for Dan because I've said that so many times. I said like a book of records. He did a great job taking me out of the game. He wasn't my alliance. That's why I didn't vote for Memphis. Let's get with the program, people. It's a game. Until you're in that
house,
I'm telling you, you can say whatever you want to say.
That's right.
Michelle and Juan.
We have a couple of calls on the switchboard that I think want to talk Big Brother now. So would you like to take two more callers?
We have like at least 10 minutes, so we can do this.
All right.
Yeah.
We've got some repeat callers, so.
I love repeat.
Thank you for calling back in. Kansas, are you there?
Oh my gosh! Hi.
Hi, Kansas. Boo boo.
Baby.
I know you are on cloud nine right now, girl.
Oh, gosh, you guys, that was so wonderful getting to talk to them.
Right?
Seriously. I love those ladies. And after Big Brother, believe me, it's nice to be able to give some love. Because where Big Brother's concerned, you guys, I'm not feeling the love at all.
Oh, baby.
I'm not going to be cheery. I'm sorry about last Friday. It just what happened pained me.
Last Friday.
I'm sorry.
Oh boy, Jerry. I mean, what happened, Kansas? What happened, girl?
I won't go into full detail, but Dan was really hitting me badly. It was a bad. Yes, I was not seeing Dan in a really good light. I won't go into it because it's very painful. I kind of wish I didn't now, but it was something I had to get off my chest, I guess. I'm glad it's over with. But he's just horrible. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have your opinion about him during the game and what he's doing. It doesn't mean...
I liked him your season.
Yeah,
I did like him. I mean, he lied and everything season 10 with you, but I did like him. And I like Dr. Well, there's great liars, okay? There's wonderful liars. The lying thing doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. It's the way he's doing it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And people might be angry at me. I know there's some that are probably furious with me for how I feel, and some that are saying, I understand, I agree with you. But it's just the whole thing, the way he's been lying, it to me is deplorable. I'm sorry.
Well, you know
and
what? It's funny.
And I can't stand Danielle. I can't stand her. But his treatment of her has been despicable.
Well, Kansas, I just want to let you know, Dan is playing the same exact season this year that he did my season. But I think because he was fresh and new, that people are like, oh, it's a new Dan.
Right.
And, you know, they put him up, and now it's like they expected something different from him or something, whatever. But he said multiple times that he did not lie during the season. He actually lied the whole entire season. And
he swear on the Bible, then, like he did?
Yes, yes.
He did?
Yes.
See, I don't remember that at all.
Yes, yes.
And the grandfather's necklace, I mean, just everything.
Oh, see, the grandfather's necklace, that what he didn't have that then, but, you know, think about my grandfather and he died. Yeah.
I remember Lieber calling him Father Dan. I remember that all, you know, the Father Dan stuff. I remember that.
Yeah, I watch what people say on different chats and different websites and stuff, and how they're like, oh, I love Dan so much, and he's changed so much, and I'm thinking to myself, no, he didn't. You're just allowing yourself to see a different way of him.
Yeah. Okay.
You were enveloped and indulged by him being new, and he really is the same. Yeah, you just got misted, Kansas.
No, they didn't show.
I feel like
have been misted. I'm not misted by this bullshit. No, honestly, I'd never be misted by anything like that. He is, and people have been saying that too. Even Danielle said that last night. This is not the same Dan from season 10. So many people have said that.
I lived
it's
in the
like
house
they,
with him.
They said
I
that
think
about
I have the best.
Too.
I think I have the best view of it. I actually lived
in
the house with him.
Yeah,
I was
but
there.
But from what we saw, we didn't see that. But what I'm seeing now and the things that he's been saying, and then his eyes, this is what's, he's got them scary, awful eyes. I'm sorry. He really does, you guys. I mean it.
Well, we do have another call waiting, Kansas.
Thank you, Kansas. We love you, girl.
I love you, baby.
I love you, and I'm loving that this show is going to be over. And let's all hope for Ian to win, you guys.
I think it's going to be Ian and Dan. I think it's going to be Ian and Dan final two, and I think Ian's going to win it.
I'd love to see it. I love you guys. Thank you for picking me up again. And
love
you, Kansas. Love you,
girl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Okay, and we've got another repeat caller, Miss Michelle from the Bronx.
Hang on a second. I'm actually getting my entertainment watching Ian swing.
Oh, did you break the hammock again?
Yeah. It's saying, beep, beep. Beep, beep. Okay, so that was the joke of the Ian thing. Oh, my God, we can talk about Big Brother because I am no longer transcribing like a maniac. I miss calling in.
We've missed you, girl.
I've missed
you. Gosh, we missed you.
Hi, Luan. Hey, Michelle. Hi, wifey, and Paul again.
Oh, honey,
who else is
online?
Is Panther still on? Oh, I feel like I've been missing part of my family, so let me just get into being crazy. Do we need the disclaimer?
Well, we can certainly throw it up there.
I love
that. The guests and the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I want to know who's going to be the verifiable doctor for Danielle for her dermatology. I want to know who's going to be the verifiable doctor for Danielle for her bipolar personalities. And it's nothing wrong against people with bipolar personalities, but that girl wants to turn it up and turn it around, and I think she spins herself into a tizzy and forgets where she's at. So clicking her heels is not going to get her far. And as far as Dan goes, Michelle, I'm with you. He was like that the whole time I watched. Every time, listen, we as fans, when we were watching, when he winked to the camera and he was doing the America's Players things, we all were like, yay for Dan, yay. We raised our mighty Detroit towels or Detroit T-shirts and, you know. But in all honesty, if you just looked at it without being the fan part, it's like, ooh, this little rat bastard. Oh, this little mofo. Oh, my God. He's going to play them. So that's how I have always looked at Dan. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not a fan of his game because I'm a fan of the game.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But what he's doing, Michelle, you're absolutely right. He's been playing it all along. He has not fooled me at all. I've caught every moment of his little sneakiness, even when he went into the into solitary, I was just like, he's up to something, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Ian and him. I don't think that Danielle has a chance in hell unless Dan wins. So she pretty much, Dan nailed her coffin for her when he said,
he
go after Ian and rattle his cage. Danielle was already in. She was not just misted. She was in a sand trap of Dan mist.
Yeah.
You know, like there was, she was, and at this point she was like, I'm just going to have to do it anyway. And I guess she just would rather say that she stayed loyal throughout than betraying at the last final thing and say, you know what, I've done all this crazy stuff. It's not going to help me. Let me just stop here.
Well, I think she went a little crazy today. I mean, I didn't get to watch the live feeds because I was working, but she was starting to talk about Dan's wife, and I think he snapped. Yeah.
She said something about I've been you watched me, you were interested in my boob implants when I told you and you thought
no,
that.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she was talking about her boobs to him saying, yeah, I noticed that you changed when I had told you. And he's like, what? She's like, yeah, when I told you that I had my implant, she didn't really say implant yet because she doesn't think America knew. You know, she forgot that she was on the feeds and she told us all. So she's trying to keep it like on the DL and whisper or click whisper. And then she's like, yeah, well, I noticed that you were, like, looking at me, like, more promiscuous. And he was like, what? No, you got it wrong. And that was like,
yeah, and you're not going to have time for me when you get out because you're going to be busy with your wife and blah, blah, blah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
I'm battling
she's
all
now
day.
Saying that she has, like, pre-cancer to Dan, like, for pity, trying to get the pity
vote sort of thing. Dreamer just said it in the chat room. She's saying she has a mass, and as soon as she gets home, she's going to have surgery to find out if it's cancer, if it's full-blown cancer. And, you know, that's the first time any of us has heard any of this.
No, she said it.
Yeah.
She said it well over, like, almost 2 weeks ago or, like, 10 days ago. And she was saying, yeah, well, when I get out of here, I have to have surgery. Like, you can't tell.
But she didn't start saying any of that until, like, here toward the end of the game. She didn't say that when she first came in the house. She didn't say
No, she's not going to say that because she doesn't want everyone to give her the pity card then.
The pity card,
or else they'll
just
say she's not going to be
pity
good
party.
Enough. Pity
party.
Huh?
No, I was just saying she's throwing a pity party.
Yeah, but I think that she would have never used it because people would use it against her and just vote her out early and say, well, we don't need you. We don't know if you're going to be strong enough. And, you know, we don't know what you're taking. We don't know anything. So if you're telling us you're sick, you need to go.
Yeah, well, BB wouldn't allow her in the house if she
right.
If she was too, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And exactly. That's why I didn't believe for the things that were going on in that house. You know, I think it was a complete Xanax party year. I think that they definitely... You know, they cheapened out on the comps and made sure that they paid the psychiatrist and the writing doctor for the scripts very well.
I think
you have a great
point there, Michelle.
She was actually saying a lot of stuff about me today.
Yes,
Daniela.
She was. There was a lot
serious?
Of chatter. I actually had to step away because it was – sometimes I do. It does get me really riled up, and I'm like, I'm not typing this fucking bullshit. I'm not. And I can't fight with people over a person on Big Brother that I don't have a relationship with. But
right,
I can
right,
say that
right.
I'm not going to sit there and listen to any more bashing about somebody that I care about, which was
right.
you, Michelle. So I was just like, I'm done. And I got up and walked away. There are moments when I do it. I can't do it with Brittany. I love Brittany to death. I cannot handle it because I don't want to get aggressive. And,
right.
yeah, you might want to
Well,
document.
I mean,
I said that.
It's funny because, you know, it's like you can say all these things. I've been there before. You say these things and you're in the house and there's nobody around and you have a camera and you get used to it. But guess what? Real life is about to smack you in the face in 2 days.
Oh,
now,
sorry.
Then what are you going to say? You know, because
oh,
she
yeah.
was like, I'm going to tell Michelle this, and I'm going to tell Michelle that. And I got 5,000 tweets about things she was saying about me. She was calling me a man, and I had a man body, and people were saying I had a man. I'm like, what the hell? Wait, first off, I'm fucking Jesse. I'm kissing Jesse. Now I'm a man. Now I have a dick. Now I'm like, what the fuck are you people talking about? Like,
how
do you even know that?
How do you guys as alumni handle that? When you
no, there's 2 days
the
left in the Big Brother house. Put your fucking game plan into mode. Know what the hell is going on, and stop
and
talking like stupid
yeah.
shit. Like I'm done with the whole man shell thing. I have a deep voice. Who gives a fuck? What does that
have
to do with
voice.
The price
That's
of
all.
Tea in China? What the fuck
it's,
are
it's
you talking
ridiculous.
About?
It's those people that okay. Yes, when you're sitting there and you're just focused and you hear things and it sort of gets to you after a while and you just become in this complete bitch mode. And when you're in bitch mode, sometimes it's hard to get out of it. But you've never met the person. You've never seen the person. You only heard about the person because you were watching a show and you only hear about the person secondhand from Dan. So
right.
you're going to form all of these comments. You know, now, Luan, you just said that you just recently watched your show, your season.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Prior to that, I know you went into it with a different outlook than what you came out of it with. With everything
oh,
that
yeah.
Everything that people have said to your face prior to what you know now, I know it's got to be hurtful, but how long does the sting last?
Well, look at me, 4 fucking years later. What the frig?
Right, but your sting, well, you know what it is?
It is what it is.
The people
me.
That are talking about you, Michelle, are not people that were on your season.
No,
right, but the
exactly.
thing is that there was somebody on my season that brought it up. But you know what?
Right. Well, Dan
it's better to be talked about than not to be talked about at all.
Right.
Good or bad. Exactly. But Dan did say that he wants to actually get a petition going to get me back on Big Brother. So
yeah, no, he has said major praises about you big time. So what Danielle is doing, what he's doing with Danielle is he's giving her little things that he knows that irritate her.
Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's his game. He said today, this didn't work well with Brittany. And she said, why? And he said, because Brittany didn't like going along with it. She goes, why? Because you can push my buttons further? And he was like, yeah. Brittany would not sit here and take this crap.
It's true, though.
No
like,
way.
I mean,
yeah.
She is, I honestly, I hope that when she gets out of the show, that everything is going to be all right with her, because I feel like, I just feel like she's going to be one of those people that may go into hiding. I don't know what's going to happen with her. Like, I'm scared for her.
Yeah, I'm worried about her.
I'll be honest with you. I'm worried about her, too. I'm with you. I'm very
right.
worried
I,
about her.
I don't think Dr. Drew can help her. Maybe Dr. Phil is too much of a celebrity for her.
I don't know, but, like, she just, I think she might be, like, losing her mind if she hasn't already lost it.
Okay, when she gets upset, oh, my God, you guys are going to so hate me. Okay, I'm doing the disclaimer myself. Do not send me any hate mail. Nobody knows what I'm going to say, what I'm going to say. When Danielle shakes her head, she looks like Katharine Hepburn at her older ages.
Ooh.
You know, when
you know,
she was
I've
in, like, you know, a golden pond, and she would talk, and her head would shake, and she'd be like, hey, yes, hi. That's what I imagine Danielle as. I'm just like, she goes into a completely different person, and I didn't hear anything but Michelle ooh, so I know I definitely was bad.
That was
yeah,
me,
it was a little bit too much when you have 5,000 text messages. It's like, you have to be kidding me. Like, you guys are in the final three. What the? Like, worry about
right.
You shouldn't be worried. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be worried about what's going to happen to me or anybody else outside that house.
I think, like, she has a feeling she knows she's donezo.
Well, she knows she's donezo, but why can't she be happy? Every situation, you had about 15 minutes of, yay, we won, and how did I look, and what did they say, and who did what, and how did it go again, and what, I don't remember. Tell me again.
I feel like the quack pack lost their quack. Quack, quack.
You hear what you said about Ian?
No.
She said, I was going to tell Ian that he was the only person that was a quack pack, that he was the plus five, that we were, it was four of us before it was the quack pack, and adding him, he was the only actual quack packer, but I didn't want to be mean.
She's out of control.
But trust me,
let me tell you this. I will say this. Trust me, nobody's going to have to put her in her place. When she gets out of the house, she'll be put in her place by everything else, because I'm telling you, no one's going to say anything. I'm telling you, no one's going to say anything, because I'm serious. I mean, that's why I try my best when I got off the show to hold my comments until I really watched the show, my show, because it's like, I know. But like you said, I'm telling you, reality's going to hit her in the head real quick when she gets out of the house.
Well, you know, I've been to two of the you know, Vegas events and one of the L.A. event, and fans can, you know, they come up and ask for autographs, but they can say little comments that I think she's not going to be expecting, and I don't think she's emotionally ready for what she's about to get faced with really hard.
Right.
And there's thousands of people that are going to be coming at her all at once, and she's going to be hearing these comments from fans and that's not even mentioning, you know, what
and she's just
you know, past BB house guests may say to her that she's slammed in the house and may have something to say to her, and I don't know that they will, because they know what it's like being in the house, but fans are going to have little comments that they're going to say to her. And I just wonder about her emotional stability.
And trust me, they're not going to hold nothing back.
That's
they're
right.
They're not going to hold nothing back.
That's what I'm wondering.
They have nothing to hold back. They will let it rip. And they're going to be hard.
Even the alumni, like not even the players, but even the alumni will rip on her regardless.
And that's why I'm going to Vegas first, because I don't want to. I'm not going to lie. I won't be around my boo boo.
Yeah.
I know, because Costa, you're going to be playing. Wifey's playing the Slits, right?
Well, yeah. Well, Juan's going to be my wifey for a little bit. That's all right with you.
No. That's cool. But, you know, I saw your tweet out. I know who you're hitting up. I got it. I'm fine with it.
Come on, Michelle, baby. You know I got your back, boo. Come on now.
No, but she said she's hitting up the Slits.
Wouldn't you rather her be with me than anybody else?
Oh no, I feel so safe. Are you kidding? Like, I feel like I can go out and find another, like, you know, online relationship that can be a little bit more satisfying and more pays more attention to me. That's not so
wanted
in my life. That doesn't get 5,000 tweets because somebody's talking bad about her and not one of them was from me.
Well, that's because you were having a meltdown and you were probably running around the fucking woods with Evie, like, ready to kill somebody.
Oh, my God. No, not yet. The deers are back. Evie's not back. I'm just back to walking around. I finally started walking, so.
How is the foot, Michelle? Tell us.
Yeah.
The foot's really good. I went to physical therapy twice and she was blown away by the second time. She's like, yeah, you don't need to be here. I was like, okay. Yeah, I stepped in a hole, Luan.
Oh, no.
Snapped it.
Whose hole did you step in?
That's what it was pretty. It was pretty big, and it was camouflage, so it had to be from the 70s.
Oh, my gosh. Not a good hole to be stepping in.
You know, but it was pretty funny. It was a very classic Luan. It was like my car was blocking me, so I was behind my bumper, and you couldn't see me, and the hood was open. So, and I was in a fucking empty lot. It was woods all around me. I laid there for 10 minutes. It was pretty classic.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's fun. It's all good. Getting back to the Big Brother stuff, I think that what's going to happen with Ian is going to be a little, like, crazy because we're going to really see some really big parts of him. What I am completely interested in is every single thing that he muttered when he was swinging on the hammock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I know. He really muttered some really interesting comments when he was swinging. And it bothers me because he's got that darn hammock making as much noise as the old one did, and you have to really listen hard to hear what he's saying. You know, I have to turn my sound all the way up and really try to listen to make sure I'm hearing what he's saying.
Why? What was he saying?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Was he going off?
Yeah, last night he was just saying, is she fucking ridiculous? And
this is what you
she's
get
immature,
when you play with
she's immature,
child,
she's,
child.
He'll say something, and it'll be like six times, and he'll mutter it like six different times and then say something else. Lots of things that he has said. Like the whole thing when Boogie was leaving, he was doing a lot of muttering under his breath. And I couldn't sit at my desk and work my system the way I needed to, so I was on a different system. And you could just barely hear a few things, and then he would say something. When they did the comp that he threw for the first part of the HOH, he kept on saying, hook, line, and sinker, hook, line, and sinker, hook, line, and sinker. So I don't know if he says the repetitive stuff so that he can remember everything, or is it something that he speaks out while he's stimming, you know? But there's tons of stuff. I've heard, blah, 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 Ashley. And I'm like, oh, I want to know what the hell the rest of it is.
One of the things he said last night was that he wouldn't be bullied by threats.
That was right after
she had her little chat with him last night and said that she wouldn't vote for him if he was the one that cut her and had her whole little feel with him out on the couch last night. And when he finally got out to his hammock, he said, I won't be bullied by threats. And
yeah, at this point, it's like, you know, I think there's been a lot of lines drawn, you know. So at this point, it's time to pick the best person you can win against. And the threats are gone. It's kind of like, you know, singing a tune you can't really finish.
Yeah, like I think he knew a long time ago. Once Dan said, you know, tell him that you'll change the jury. Like, she was such a knucklehead for doing that. You know, you'll taint the jury. You'll do this, and for somebody that spews the game while he walks back and forth and does his stimming, he's not going to forget it. He's just not going to let you know that he knows that. He knows he can't talk to you. He can't tell you anything.
Yeah.
He was really smart a lot through this game. I really think as far as playing wise goes, if it wasn't for Ian, Dan would never have made it as far as he did.
I think
Ian deserves this win. You know, he's super intelligent with the whole BB history.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first person ever in BB history to be born in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. He is one of the youngest players that's ever played. I mean, he played a great game. He stabbed people in the back when he was supposed to, and I don't mean that in the
little sense.
He saved himself.
Yeah,
he knew when he had to get out of one alliance to get into another.
Yeah.
And he, I think, played this game consistently. And it was consistently he was playing with lies and backstabbing, but it wasn't blatant. It wasn't bam, you know. And he's super smart when it comes to some of the competitions and stuff. Not some, I shouldn't say some, but I was a little surprised at the fish hook and sinker. I thought
he
would have played it a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
He's thrown so many comps.
Yeah.
He has said that in his speech, he's going to say, I wasn't the one that stabbed you in the back. I'm the one that stabbed you in the front.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to say in his speech for the jury.
Did you guys listen to him last night when Dan was asking him all the questions about Survivor? He knows every answer about Survivor, too. He knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just every statistic there is, not only about Big Brother, but about Survivor. All these shows, he's just studied, and he knows everything, I mean, about every comp, every eviction, every statistic there is. He can just rattle off, you know, Dan was asking him question after question last night, and he could just answer every question without, you know, even giving it any second thought.
Well, I can't say that he was wrong about one of his comments that he made about Big Brother.
Exactly.
He did state that there was at least four Pandora's boxes for the last four seasons. And
no, there was
that
three.
Is not true. That was not true because Big Brother 10 didn't even have one Pandora's box. Even Dan didn't remember that, and Dan was in Big Brother 10. Because he stated that I was taken out because of Pandora's box. That's not true. There was no Pandora's box. I got taken out from the Russian roulette veto. That's how I got taken out. So I was a little bit thrown off by that, but I think maybe he was just so excited about being asked and saying things that he kind of got a little bit. But that guy knows it all. I mean, he can name everything. He's on the money. And, you know, a lot of times when there's Big Brother fanatics like that, they get taken out of the game soon.
Yeah.
So he slid through his little quacky packy.
Yep.
And he's doing good. I really honestly think Dan played an amazing game. I think he did really good. I think he made a couple mistakes because he had to. Not because he wanted to, but he had to. But I think what we're looking at right now between Danielle and and Dan, whichever way he goes, I think he might win. Though he might have a better shot with Dan because
mm-hmm.
with Danielle, she's got Shane. I think Jen will still vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. With Dan, everybody's on the fence with me. But I think Ian, even with Frank, I think that Frank would still pick him over Dan.
I think so. I agree. Hey, Luan, did he fall off?
I think Luan dropped off, so I was hoping he would call back in. I don't know. He's on his cell phone in Dallas, so I don't know if he's got cell problems or what the issue is, but...
All right, well, since I haven't been here for a while and we have only a few days left, what are your guys' America's favorite player?
Oof. Cherry, I'll let you go at that
first. And what do you think are the two, the first and second place allowed to be in it?
Cherry, you go for it first.
Personally, I would prefer not to let the first and second place player be in it. I would, you know, they're already getting a boatload of cash, so I would prefer to exclude them.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my preference.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's more fair that way.
Mm-hmm.
But my pick for America's Choice, and this is just personal, and I know that I'm going to be way in the minority in this, but my pick is going to be Jody.
Me too.
I'm sorry, but I really think that she got fucked. Disclaimer. I don't know. I'm glad they allowed her to be in the choices. Not that I didn't think so, but I was just kind of like, oh, I don't know. But yeah, I really think Jody deserves to be definitely in the top running. I know a lot of people say, well, we don't really know much about her. We don't, but that's the point. We weren't allowed to, and she wasn't allowed to. 8 hours. You guys remember that? 482nd?
Yeah. I just felt so bad for her. And she is really a smart and intelligent girl, you know. And I think she would have really been good on the show had they allowed her to be.
Yeah. So what's your other choices, Cherry Pie?
Oh, my goodness. After Jody, who would I pick?
It's kind of hard this season, isn't it?
I know. Of course, I would say Ian, except for I think he's going to be in the top one or two. So after Jody, I would probably say maybe Britt. I don't know. She's already been there once, so.
But that shouldn't come into play. Because she had to play a completely different game. She had to work very hard. She had very hard players to work with.
But she
I
got
really
a
like
month
Britt.
Free. She got a month free pass along with all the coaches, which I think is a little unfair.
Right, but then
either
the
coaches or they're playing. Break it up. You know what I mean?
And I like Willie. You know, I really liked Willie.
Yeah, me too.
Willie's vacant.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that there was a lot of people that got a bad rap this season.
I think the people that had to work hard, you know, so if I was to go down
the line. I think Frank. I mean,
Frank had to work hard, you know.
I'm not gung-ho, like, yay, go
right,
Frank,
exactly.
Because he made stupid choices. But I think he fucking was on the block. If he wasn't on the block, he was HOH. If he didn't, it was veto winner. Like, oh, my God.
I think he made his game hard, so that wasn't playing the game. It was playing the game harder.
Yeah.
He made his game difficult, you know.
Yeah.
I think I might pick
Will.
I think that Shane really worked hard. He, you know, I just don't know how much of his story I do believe. Like, you know, Jen had pointed out, like, I don't believe him that, you know, he's living in Vermont and his rent is $400. Yeah. He could also be living with roommates. He could be living in somebody's basement. It's definitely capable, you know, because I know what the rents are and all.
I actually heard that Shane flips houses.
Yeah.
And he's a real estate kind of entrepreneur. And that's what I hear.
He's on the bottom end of it, like starting and flipping houses, putting houses on the market, waiting for them to turn over, you know, and then going out and buying another one. And he is definitely floating with the credit cards for that type of work that he's trying to start off and do an entrepreneurship with. But his real job is.
But you know
like,
what defines favorite player?
See, and that
is it. How funny they were in DR, or is it if they made it through every week by the skin of their teeth, or is it, what is it? Because I get a little confused. It's kind of like America's vote done to bring back the coaches. It's like, come on, we already knew that. So
that was just to get traffic.
Who would you think through editing and through all that, did they guide us to pick? I would think that would be
the main.
Right. Well,
yeah.
We've got to start wrapping this one up.
We've only got a few minutes left to go. Okay.
Michelle, you rock, by the way. You killed it. Killed it. I just want to let you know, you killed it when Carla, Jen, and Andrew were on. It was a breath of fresh air for you to come on.
Yes.
Thank you
so
much. I mean, all right. So should we let them know real quick that I kind of like dropped the bomb on this without really knowing I was dropping the bomb?
Nah. We want you to win the favorite caller, and that might ruin your chances. And you might not win another call back, so no, I'm just kidding.
No, I had a great time, and I'm glad that Big Brother is over, and I definitely will be looking at you on the feeds, Michelle. I did buy the Vegas Bash feeds. I'm going to be transcribing those and taking screen caps. I'm also going to be watching the rap
can
party
you,
stuff.
Can you actually transcribe slaps in the face? Because
oh my
there might
God.
Be a couple.
You have no idea the stuff that I type. I get away with typing everything except for, like, there's a very few, a selected amount of words that I'm not allowed to type on my
All right,
form.
Well, you're gonna be transcribing pow, bam, boom.
I pretty much, what it would be like, oh, shit, she got punched in the jaw. Oh, shit, her mouth hit the floor. Oh, there goes the skirt. Oh, she just lost her heel. Like, and
Love
the
it.
Drinks are flying. And then I put all
Love
smiley
it.
Emoticons next to it. It's pretty funny.
I'll make sure I talk to you guys, and I'll let you guys have the visual. I'm going to say, where's the camera? Come here. Come closer. Yeah. Bam.
Yep. That's it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to type out. Casa just went up to the camera and said, bam.
I think I should win fan favorite. I don't know what the fuck. I've been talking about most of this fucking season than anybody, so fucking put me up there.
That's just it. You know, you think about all the people that have been spoken about outside and everything. You know, if I had a fan favorite, it would be Stripes, the fish, you know. He got missed by Dan a long time ago. And
I would pick Ted.
They ought to have his picture
Ted,
up there.
You know, we never seen Ted get beat up so much like Britney did. That was a little awkward.
See, it was all on the live feeds, so I got to see that. But the edited version is cute. The unedited version is even longer, and it's hysterical. And she's grunting, and she's swinging, and she's kicking, and she's calling out these names. And yeah, she's
okay,
the whole
guys,
time.
We really got to wrap this up.
All right, time to go, because you know I
Thank
can talk.
You.
I love
Ciao.
You guys. I appreciate you taking my call, and happy end of Big Brother 14.
Holy shit.
All right,
thank you,
guys.
Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Michelle, we've only got a few minutes, babe.
Okay.
Anything that
let's
you want to...
Let's do this, girlfriend.
Okay. Anything you want to say before we wrap this up?
Let's put it this way. I will be in Vegas. I will be bringing it to you guys. I don't know if I'm going to make it for Monday's show because I'm going to be flying that day. Sorry, Jerry,
okay.
I just threw that on you.
You did.
Sorry, it just came to me right now. I'm not going to be landing till like, I think, 6 or 7. So, row.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that after we hang up, and we'll figure something out for Monday.
It was a great show. I really enjoyed Carla, Big Ange, and Jen. Really enjoyed our callers. Lawan also. Kansas, Michelle. Panther, of course, for bringing that.
Panther, thank you so much.
Love her. Love her to pieces. That's my girl. And I just want to say, you know, besides getting the tweets that I've gotten about what's been happening, I've also gotten tweets of all you guys have in my back. And people that really know me and really, even if you ever met me and we've talked many billion times on the phone or whatever, I just appreciate all the good comments. And thanks for always being there. Manic Mondays has been nothing without you guys. Thank you so much. I love you guys, and I can't wait to tell you guys everybody I smacked in Vegas.
We can't wait to see you there, Michelle. I hope you have a great time. Safe travels, and I can't wait to talk to you and do a Manic Monday show, whenever it may be, when you get back to hear about all the fun and excitement and all the details, all the scoop, and everything when you get back. So have a blast, and we will talk to you soon. Love you, girl.
Love you guys. Mwah.
Mwah. Paul, do you have anything before we close?
No, just thanks again to Panther.
Okay.
Polly, where you been, baby?
No room at the inn.
Panther, thank you so much for bringing all the wonderful ladies to the show tonight. I want to remind everyone to make sure and listen to the show on Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. We've got to cut this one short. We're running out of time. Thank you for being here. I'm closing the show with Ron, as we always do. Good night, everyone.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Sometimes you
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Take care, everyone. Be kind to each other. God bless. Good night.
I'll see you. David.